The biggest secrets of handling difficult applicants. In this session, we're going to talk about 5 secrets to handling difficult applicants. But before we do that, let's talk about what those difficult applicants are like. This is the person you dread meeting with. This is the applicant who is either late or misses appointments altogether, fails to bring the required paperwork, or tries to back out of their own promises and commitments. This is the person who is consistently demanding something from you or the Air National Guard. This is the person who moves from place to place in their conversations and their ideas change almost too rapidly to follow. In a nutshell, this is the person that you know when you pick up the phone, they're going to be at the other end. And right before you pick up the phone, your heart flutters and you get very shallow breathing because you don't know exactly what's going to be thrown your way. This is the person who is the difficult applicant. Now, if you tell us you don't have one, we don't believe you because all recruiters have them. So, let's take a look at the 5 things you need to do to successfully deal with difficult applicants. Number 1. Anticipate problems. You already know exactly who your most difficult applicants are. These people seem to thrive on looking for the specific issues that are going to create problems between the two of you. So, the first thing we're going to suggest you do is not allow yourself to be blindsided. Think of every possible thing that could go wrong with this applicant and be prepared to deal with it. Is it a problem with their enlistment or commissioning rank? A problem with the test or physical dates or locations? A career field problem? A unit of assignment problem? A morals, dependency, or health problem? A family member or employer problem? A length of commitment problem? A departure date or school date problem? A relationship problem with you? What is it that might cause the difficulty? Anticipate that it's going to happen before it even has the chance to happen, so you can come up with ways to avoid the problem in the first place. Difficult applicants want you to believe that you need them more than they need you, so they will make it as hard as they can for you under the belief you will tolerate any complaints or behavior on their part. 2. Maximize your knowledge of how to deal with people on the basis of their behavioral styles. For example, a doer applicant has a strong personality and is quick to become belligerent if they fear you are putting them at an unfair disadvantage. Under pressure, you can expect them to become pushy and obnoxious. And the truth of the matter is, if you can anticipate this, and you know what it is they're going to do before they're going to do it, then you are in a position to be able to deal with it and not be knocked off your pegs. Here are a few more general examples of the behavior styles. A talker will become emotional and unable to make a decision. A pacer will tend to slow down and resist change. The controller will become extremely critical and analytical. Now, think about this. If you know more about your applicants than they know about themselves, you can control the situation. Your goal is to anticipate the problem and then maximize your knowledge of their style so you know exactly how to deal with the applicant before the situation gets out of hand. 3. Focus on the issues, not the people. Now, that goes 2 ways. You need to get them focusing on the issues, not berating you or the Air National Guard. And you need to focus on the issues as well, not on bearing antagonism toward your difficult applicants. If you're thinking to yourself that Mary's always like this, Mary's uncooperative, Mary's unfriendly, you aren't focused on the real issues. Focusing on the issues is not always easy to do with a difficult applicant, but you need to be able to do just that. Make every effort to understand the root causes of their difficult demeanor. 4, and this is critical, don't overlook any problem, no matter what the subject or size, because what's going to happen is the difficult applicant is going to look for ways to make these problems become bigger and bigger and bigger. They're going to be looking for ways to say something like, you know, if you had solved this rank issue or departure date in the beginning, we wouldn't have this problem now. 5, work on the relationship. The truth of the matter is, the stronger relationships are, the less likely you are to have problems with difficult applicants. One of the greatest means of attitudinal change in sociological theory is exposure to someone else different from you. You know, if someone has a prejudice against a particular type of person, a race, or ethnic group, one of the great ways sociologists and psychologists have found to reduce the prejudice is to put the people together. It's amazing how often they say, you know, so-and-so isn't so bad, or those, quote, people aren't so bad. Therefore, what happens then with someone is the more time you have a relationship with them and work on that relationship, by working on these small problems one at a time, the better off you're going to be dealing with a difficult applicant. So, fundamentally, there are 5 tips that we've shared with you. And to recap, here they are. 1. Anticipate the problems before they come up. Don't be blindsided. 2. maximize your knowledge of styles to anticipate and then communicate with the style that's most appropriate, the doer, the talker, the pacer, or the controller. 3. Focus on the issues, not on the person. Some people are very hard to like, but it's easier to get along if you focus on the issues and remove the person from the particular issue. Again, is the issue one of entry rank, departure date, length of the commitment? What is it? And do your best to solve that problem. 4. Don't overlook any problem, no matter how small it is, because the difficult applicant is going to use that information to develop a whole notebook full of little problems that add up to big problems, because they're looking for reasons to come down hard on you and the Air National Guard if they think they're not getting everything they deserve. 5. Work on the relationship, so that now what happens is people are less likely to be overly antagonistic as it relates to you and your particular relationship with the applicant. To be a successful recruiter, sometimes you have to deal with difficult applicants. Well, learn how to deal with them, and you need to stay on target, regardless of the obstacles that cross your way. It all boils down to solving problems, anticipating situations, meeting people's needs, selling value, positioning yourself as a winner. And when you do that, you will experience tremendous, tremendous success.